Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 282.
Ajma'in amma ba'd. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are looking at the 39th ruku of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubuh. This is ayah 282 of Surah Baqarah. And it is the longest ayah of Surah Baqarah. It is the longest ayah of the Quran. And the longest ayah of the Quran is not about any obligation that is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call huququllah. It is about huququl ibad. Your monetary obligations, your financial obligations, which are due, should be recorded. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned the laws of mirath, laws of inheritance in detail in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these because huququl ibad is so important that without the forgiveness from that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not pardon. So nowhere we would find in the Quran, for example, an entire ruku dedicated, for example, to salah. This is the procedure of salah. This is the procedure of fasting in an entire ruku with all detailed laws. But we find about monetary obligations because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be correct in these matters and to avoid disputes and to avoid encroaching upon the rights of others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha tadayantum bidayn, O you who believe, when you contract a debt for a stipulated time, put it down in writing. Now a debt can be two ways. A person has taken goods in advance and he is going to pay later. Or a person can pay a supplier and he is expecting his goods. So it can be both ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you have contracted a debt for a stipulated time, put it down in writing. وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ. Let a scribe record it faithfully between you. بِالْعَدْلِ, faithfully. وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبْ. No scribe should refuse to write. Let him write as Allah has taught him. وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبَ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبْ. وَلْيُمْلِلِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقِّ. Let him who incurs the liability dictate. Let him dictate. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. And let him fear Allah his Lord. وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. And let him not diminish the due at all. فَإِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ سَفِيهًا أَوْ ضَعِيفًا أَوْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَن يُمِلَّ هُوَ فَلْيُمْلِلْ وَلِيُّهُ بِالْعَدْلِ. If the debtor be weak in mind or body, or incapable of dictating, then his guardian should dictate on his behalf with fairness. Then about witnesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, besides recording, have witnesses. وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Let the witnesses and summon from your men two witnesses from your men. But if men are not available, فَإِن لَمْ يَكُونَ رَجُلَيْنِ فَرَجُلٌ وَامْرَأَتَانِ. But if two men are not available, then call one man and two women from those whom you approve as witnesses. And call two women, why? So that if one of the two should misstate, the other could make her recollect. Scientifically, it is proven that when women go through their monthly changes, it affects them in such ways, mentally also it affects them, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of the benefits of having two women in place of one man is that if she should misstate, the other could make her recollect. Also because women are generally not involved in financial matters and all of these, they are generally dealing with household matters, so they may not be too wise about these matters, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let there be two. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَأْبَ الشُّهَدَاءُ إِذَا مَا دُعُوا. Let the witnesses not refuse to testify when they are summoned. It is a sin to withhold testimony. وَلَا تَسْأَمُوا أَن تَكْتُبُوهُ. Do not loathe or disdain recording of debts. No, it's fine, we'll just understand it. Or it's too long to write. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not loathe or disdain recording of debts, whether small or large, with its day of payment. Why? Three benefits. ذَلِكُمْ أَقْسَتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Recording it is the fairest procedure in the sight of Allah. Number two, وَأَقْوَمُ لِلشَّهَادَةِ. More reliable for providing testimony. You have it written. And number three, وَأَدْنَا أَلَّا تَرْتَابُ. And more likely to eliminate doubts arising between you. When are you going to settle? When are you going to pay? Everything is recorded. Then there's no doubt. Everything is clear in black and white, like they would say. However, when you are making a cash transaction, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً حَاضِرَةً تُدِيرُونَهَا بَيْنَكُمْ. Unless you contract a spot transaction, cash transaction between yourselves, it is no blame on you if you do not reduce it to writing. But today also we have proofs of every cash transaction you go to buy, and immediately you have an invoice. وَأَشْهِدُوا إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ. And have your witnesses present whenever you trade with one another. وَلَا يُضَرَّ كَاتِبُ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ. Let no harm be done to either scribe or witness. وَإِن تَفْعَلُوا فَإِنَّهُ فُسُوقٌ بِكُمْ. For if you were to cause harm to them, it would be wickedness on your part. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Be ever mindful of Allah, He will grant you knowledge. If you have taqwa, Allah will give you knowledge. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah has knowledge of everything. Ayah 283, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرْ. If you are on a journey, and do not come across any literate person, no one to record it. فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَةٌ. Then something should be held as surety, rihan. But if one of you trusts the other, then let him who has been trusted fulfill his trust, and he should fear Allah, his Lord, and do not conceal testimony. For whoever conceal it, his heart has certainly committed a crime, and Allah is well aware of what you do. That is a summary of that ayah. Let us go to the tilawat of this ayah, 282 and 283. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه. وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل. ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب. وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا. فإن كان الذي عليه الحق سفيها أو ضعيفا أو لا يستطيع أن يمله فليملل وليه بالعدل. واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم. فإن لم يكونا رجلين فرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى. ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا. ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوه صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله. ذلكم أقسط عند الله وأقوم للشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا. وَأَدْنَى أَلَّا تَرْتَابُوا إِلَّا أَنْ تكون تجارة حاضرة تديرونها بينكم فليس عليكم جناح ألا تكتبوها وأشهدوا إذا تبايعتم ولا يضار كاتب ولا شهيد وإن تفعلوا فإنه فسوق بكم واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم وإن كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة فإن أمن بعضكم بعضا فليؤدِّ الذي اؤتمن أمانته وليتق الله ربه ولا تكتموا الشهادة ومن يكتمها فإنه آثم قلبه والله بما تعملون عليم آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا